I've been playing with my new gadget this week, the last week and a half, with the Victor Stream.
It's a great device. I've had one for, I guess, since Wayfun of last year. Just the day I got one, the day I got back from Wayfun, because I saw one during the event and just loved it so much and bought one right then and there, and have been enjoying it since. And I'm sure you enjoy it too, Jerry.
Yesterday I downloaded the key and downloaded a U.S. News and World magazine, and it worked pretty nice. I like it.
Yeah, once you start reading books on downloading books, you'll never go back to tape.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I really even became accustomed to tapes, but it's really nice being able to have pretty much almost an entire library on a single SD card. It's pretty cool.
Is there a time limit that you have the downloaded? Is there time to get erased, or don't you download it permanent?
Are you talking about through NLS, or where are you getting the books from?
The NLS, when you go and download a magazine and book and stuff, is there a time limit that's like library, you got to turn them back in?
I believe they're forever. Do you know anything else, Chris?
I don't believe there are any either.
I was at that question and I couldn't answer it. So I don't answer a question I don't know.
I know you're allowed 30 downloads a month.
Yeah, so if you decide to download 30 books in 2 days, you have to wait 28 more days to download more books.
That's fair.
Nah, I'll never download that.
Hey, you say you'll never download that many books. I got my Victor Stream, my wife gave it to me for my birthday about a week ago, and I've downloaded 25 so far.
But you probably haven't listened to all 25 yet, have you?
John, did you turn the volume down on your microphone? Sound like you did.
Turn it down too much?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't do any more than that.
Okay, it's down to, I think it was number 2 on the rate, the sliding scale.
Hey there, John Gassman.
Hey, hello there. Good evening.
It's pretty cool. We have two Johns in here.
I didn't hear you. I was putting my headset on. Sorry.
John Gassman, and I wanted to talk to you. So how do you like your, I see you over accessible devices, and you like your Harman JBL, you like your JBL portable speaker?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It really works very well. It's a nice set of speakers, especially for something so small.
I have a set myself too, and I love those speakers. They come in handy for so many different things, including the Victor Reader Stream.
I bought one too. I got one, and I really enjoy it. And I also got the one from Sendero, that little round one, that pop-up spring for the speakers. And you can put that in your pocket, and that is an also awesome device, too. Plug into, but you need that cord. The one thing I don't like about it, it takes a regular standard USB plug, but on the other end with a mini USB, it takes a special mini USB plug. I guess if you break that or damage it, you have a problem replacing that plug.
Yeah, that's definitely not a standard cable.
Okay, Chris, sound like you're using it. How you like it?
I like it too. I use those Audis more though.
Oh yeah, the Audis are pretty cool. I'm still trying to get used to. It still takes a little while to try to get them situated the first time, but once they're on, they work really well.
How many hours can you get off of those little ones without plugging back into the USB?
8 hours.
Hey, Tom.
I don't know about you, Kevin, but I use one ear, not both ears, when I'm traveling.
I've tried with one ear and two ears just for experimental purposes, and found that even using two ears, you can still hear things really well. But most situations, I will still use one ear just out of habit and just an off chance that somehow information doesn't come through. But it's really impressive that it does conduct the sound through your cartilage and your bone and all that, and doesn't block out any noise through your ears.
Yeah, I noticed that when I had it in both ears, and this was just me, and I was in the middle of a snowstorm, it did disorientate a little bit when I had the look around event triggered, and I was in the middle of the street trying to cross. So I didn't like that.
That's it. I'll have to try it again. I'll probably try it again later on today or tomorrow and see what happens. But I used them quite a bit and haven't had that problem.
How are you doing, Tom?
Yeah, but have you used them in a snowstorm?
Doing okay. Hello, everybody.
No, I haven't, Chris, because there aren't snowstorms out here in the Bay Area of California.
But it get windy.
Oh, yeah, I had that when I was coming back from work Tuesday night. It was raining and windy, and it was just miserable, but came back alive. Of course, using the GPS to help out where possible.
Well, Southern California, you get to Santa Ana, and Northern California, you probably get to Northwest.
True, true, true.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Chris. Don't know if I'm coming through or not. Am I coming through?
Loud and clear.
Ah, good. I installed Audacity on here a few days ago, and I noticed that it tweaked my default recording device, so I wasn't sure if the mic was still working.
Well, it's still working.
You know, I got Quick Mix set up on my desktop, but I understood it doesn't work on Vista.
Yeah, that's interesting that it doesn't, but I'm still holding off on switching to Vista. Probably one of the many people who are still doing that.
I was told that Vista, I don't know, it don't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense at all. I understood that Microsoft's going to support XP till 2011 or 12 or 14. The other day, somebody have said, "What's that? I'm not going by what they say at all." They say another year or two, they're going to support XP, and then they're going to not support the main part of XP or the certain part of XP that can be supported. And Vista, what I understand, is more like a lemon, more like a millennium. Eventually, they're going to get rid of Vista or got to go to Longhorn or something soon, and I don't know what to give.
Well, I think I read that they're planning on releasing Windows XP Service Pack 3 on the 29th, and that's with that version or that service pack, that'll be supported until 2013, and they'll be selling XP until the end of June of this year. So if you have a copy or manage to get a copy by then, then you should be good with Service Pack 3 until 2013. And I think I did read somewhere that they are planning, they're already working on the next version of Windows, which should be out like next year sometime, next year or the year after.
Well, that's good to know, because there are still people I know who don't want to mess around with Vista just yet. Hey, by the way, Jerry, you might want to back off your microphone a little bit.
How's that?
A little better.
How's that? How's that?
Try leaving your mic on and then walking across the street. That might be just about right.
Okay!
So what about GPS stories or experiences?
I don't have any new stories to report, but I do have a question. And I haven't looked around to find it yet, but I noticed that when a lady was using GPS, it was announcing transitions into new cities. Is that a look around thing?
Yeah, it's in 4.22. It'll say now in and then a city when you hit the city, and it'll say now in whatever the state when you cross into a new state, or you know.
It will also do the same thing with streets, but instead of saying now in, it'll say near San Pablo heading south or whatever street you're on and whatever heading you have at that time. And that's all you can turn that off or on under the look around settings.
One note about that too, if you're using Eloquence and it starts to stutter, you may want to turn those features off, those look around events.
Doesn't just about everybody use Eloquence these days?
Nope.
I personally use Keynote because I use a PK.
on the Empire, I like you to keynote because Eloquent for my unit is not as loud, and I have an audio issue, so I prefer to go with a keynote and just leave it at that.
I think it'd be nice if Hemor somehow optimizes Eloquent so it's more responsive and doesn't require so much memory, but not really sure how feasible or how manageable that is, but something outside of this chat.
Well, I brought that up because I've seen that happen in some situations.
Yeah, thanks for the tip on that. I'll certainly keep that in mind.
Well, I know with GPS how to annoy one significant other. We were standing outside of a pizza place, and I was trying to get the best acquisition as I could, and we were waiting there for probably 5 minutes just because I was checking the status, and it was poor, or it was fair, and then it was good, then it was fair, then it was good, and I was just waiting, and that's how one annoys their significant other with GPS.
Yep, I've had the same problem, Chris, where my girlfriend asked me to pull out the GPS or figure out where something was, and it just took a while to get an acquisition, and she wasn't awfully happy. But just reminded me just to keep the receiver on.
You know, I replaced my memory card. My PCM CIA slot card, and I put an 8 gigabyte on that, and I download everything in there, and I'm not using the SD card or the compact flash in the back. I just transfer everything over. Points of interest just wasn't working right. Can that sometime, the flash, the CF card can be bad and make your map not to work right, or sometimes you may have to re-download and reinstall and the map back in there and so the FOI and everything works smoothly. Actually just didn't give me I can't remember, I kind of didn't kept note, but I hit P and it didn't give me that point of interest to that nearest point of interest at all. You know, but when I down arrow, it give me the area, all the one that's in that area, but not to close it. Can the, maybe the file got corrupted, or it could be a bad CF card?
Yeah, I would try re-downloading the map and POI data and just put it in the maps folder and see what happens when you download it again.
Yeah, it's definitely possible for the compact flash card or even for your flash disk to go bad as mine did. I think 2 weeks ago, for some reason I turned on the PK and it just didn't want to work. It says flash disk.
Yeah, this is brand new card.
Yeah, I'll probably do what Chris suggested and just re-download the maps and points of interest and see what happens.
This is completely off topic, so it's really quick for Tom. I've got a friend who downloaded Audacity months ago and was wondering if I knew of anybody who had a tutorial out, whether it was accessible, some kind of an accessible tutorial with screen readers. So if you know of anything like that, get with me off list here, like through email or whatever, and I'll pass along whatever information I can to her.
Okay, yeah, I'll think I've got you in my address book. I'll send you some messages that I got about Audacity and some links that point to some user guide information and that sort of stuff. I personally have not been able to do much with it. I get a bad delay, about a half second delay when I try to record anything, and it makes me nuts, so... And I haven't gotten an answer as to why that's happening. But anyhow, I won't clog up the chat here with that, but I will send you what I have.
Good, thanks. But slightly off topic, does anybody know? It's weird. Real quick, Victor, stream question, if anybody's got an answer. When I first got it, which was at CSUN, for about, I guess the first week or two, when my battery would drop, I would get it low, and then I'd get very low, and then it would shut off like it's supposed to do when it got to the point where it was too low to function. And then the last week or two, it shuts off when I get to the point where it says low. It doesn't even get to very low anymore. And the only thing that I've done differently is I downloaded Daniel's voice for a while, and then I went back to the female voice. I don't know whether that has anything to do with it or not, but has anybody else had that problem? And if this is too off topic, we'll go somewhere else with that. I could stick it on the Victor Stream list, I guess.
When you get a new Victor Stream, I was told by other user that what I normally make a habit is with even the Empower also, which is, would it be not just a stream, Victor Stream topic, it could be even Empower related too. Because on the Empower, if you're not getting a you have to go and check your calibrations, because sometimes you're not going to get a full charge on your unit, and you have to recalibrate your unit. So on your Empower, you would discharge it one way, it would connect all your cards, and
Armando, hello members.
Let it play until it gets completely dead, until you have nothing, and then you plug it back in, and then it'll recharge all the way back. Then you can check the calibration by following them. I'm not going to get into that. That's the same thing with a Victor Stream. It's brand new. When you first get it, I was completely charged it, and then literally completely discharge it, and not charge it at all, and then do that a couple of times, and then you should get your full 15 hours, and it should probably run smoothly.
Yeah, I'm running the Daniel voice myself and haven't had that problem, but definitely try what Jerry suggested. And hey, Armando.
Are you running the Daniel voice or the Tom voice? I didn't know there was a Daniel voice up there yet.
Yeah, the Daniel voice was, I think, released maybe a week or two after the Tom voice was released.
Is that British English?
Yeah, correct.
I have to try that one. I didn't care for Tom.
Yeah, for some reason, if you're reading things with punctuation marks like periods, Tom doesn't do all Tom. Daniel, it does.
Even Daniel, sometimes, because of the quality of the voice, it's not nearly as good as the Daniel that you'll see for screen readers. So it's tough, and sometimes it's tougher to hear when you're in a crowded location. For example, when I'm at Disney taking phone calls, if it's loud around me, sometimes I have to turn that stream up pretty good in order to hear Daniel, because he doesn't really, the voice doesn't shout out at you like the female voice does. That's got more of a piercing quality, so it's easier to hear in a loud condition like that. So I went back to her.
For me, I have RP with Usher syndrome. That's a hearing loss. But what happened is, we all hear different. We all have sound losses, or good sound, bad sound, whatever. So we all, these things, I guess that's why we have all these voices. Because, you know, I got rid of the female voice, because I was missing a lot of words that I couldn't understand what she was saying. Now I have Tom in there, and Tom is more clearly. And because of my decibel and my hearing loss, Tom has that pitch that I can hear better. So I just put my ear, you know, when I'm not using an earpiece, I just put my ears right up to the external speakers, and I hear okay. For that, that worked for me. I've been trying a lot of voices, and Tom so far has been the best for me. Now, that's why I tell people, doesn't mean what's good for me is going to be good for you. You're going to have to experiment with these voices, and we all know that here anyway. So for me, Tom worked the best. Samantha, she's okay, but not to where when I try to adjust the pitch and the bass and everything, I still miss some of the words, and Tom worked better for me.
Speech is definitely a subjective thing.
Speaking of batteries, battery issues, I sure wish there was a way to tell, you know, when a receiver, like a Holix or, you know, one of these Bluetooth receivers is getting low, aside from, you know, getting erratic, you know, fixes and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I agree. When I was on vacation in Laughlin the other week, I brought my M-Power because I wanted to look around and walk around with it, and I could do that in virtual mode, but when I turned this receiver on, I got nothing from the receiver or from Bluetooth, and so I was pretty sure that the battery was dead, and probably because maybe the receiver got turned on in my backpack without me realizing it. So I called Jamie, and she thought the same thing, and sure enough, when I got home, I charged it, and everything was fine. So anyway, but there's really no way to know if the battery's gone down. There's no way to know. No audio feedback of any kind, and I'm not sure how easy that would be to put in. Probably not very easy.
Well, according to Charles, because we've had this discussion plenty of times, it's not as easy as one would think, because then you'd have to, if you could do it, you'd have to support a specific receiver, and then what happens when you change receivers out? It doesn't work for the other receivers, or when we find one, a new receiver, then you have to rewrite the code and all that stuff. One idea that we had discussed was to have some sort of like battery timer that a user would reset. Like, say for example, if you know the M1000 is running on 18 hours, you'd say, well, okay, warn me around the 18 hours. The old Braille Speaks used to do that. So that's an idea we've been tossing around as well.
It sounds like a good idea, Chris, but I think with battery drainage and the cycles and all that good stuff, even though an M1000 or 236, whatever, may last 18 hours or 9 hours respectively, after the time, like 6 months into using a receiver, it's not going to last that 18 hours. Yeah, I remember talking to Charles about that. It's tricky.
My solution is when I travel or even my pack, I got this little clip on. It got a zipper. It's not a fanny pack, but it's small. It's like you can put your glasses pouch with a case into it. It's just big enough to do that. And I put that in and zip it. But I don't use it for that. And I got these when I was gone to the Winter Sport Clinic in Colorado for the veteran wheelchair snow skiing up in the mountain. Well, anytime we go to those events, we get these. So I got a few of them. So I clip it to my unit, my M-Power, and that there, I keep my a small cord with a USB plug with a mini USB plug, and I put that in. I leave a USB, like a first aid kit, you want to call it. I keep the USB. I actually, right now, because I'm just going local, but when I do travel out of town, I slip the USB mini cable jack in. But right now, what I'm using in that pouch is also I put the Victor Stream little mini USB plug in there, and I also got my SD card and a memory stick and a couple other little knickknacks in different 90 degree angle plug, even the smaller than a 3.5 millimeter jack plug too. So I find out that because of having this type of setup, that it only just take a little small little handful extra item that, and it snapped through the pouch, so it doesn't. So when you guys have a problem, for example, your receiver, your GPS receiver go dead, you can go ahead, plug your USB to your M-Power, your PK or whatever, and you're back up on power temporarily anyway.
Something I also do myself is I tend to carry a spare battery with me. So in those situations where I forget to charge it or somehow.
I'll actually keep a spare receiver.
I do that as well.
I can see why you do it for working for Sendero, so you can demonstrate the difference between the M1000 and the 236.
Actually, I don't even have a 236 anymore.
It's still really impressive, just looking at how much better the M1000 is as compared to the 236. I'd probably say just all around it's twice as better, or twice as, yeah, twice as
good. Oh, yeah, I definitely notice a big difference between the 236 and the M1000. I'm definitely glad I switched. I had sort of decided initially to hold off, and then I accidentally left my 236 in a paratransit cab one night, and it's trying to get lost items back from them can be a real pain, so I just got online and bought the 1000, and definitely glad I did.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens this year, if there's a new receiver, if there's one bigger and better, or smaller and better.
Yeah, only time will tell.
I think what I have right now, the M1000 works pretty darn good. You know, and it won't be long before we have the new satellite system, and I don't know if I want to reinvest if a new one come out in the next year, receiver. Probably in another year or two, they're going to come out with a new satellite system.
I think it was supposed to go up next year, being grants and some other logistical issues. It's not going to happen next year, and they're going to push it off, but not sure for how long or for how many more years.
So would that, I mean, if they do something like that, would, I guess that, you know, all the old receivers wouldn't work anymore then, eh?
I think that's how it's going to work, because they're going to completely shoot up new satellites, and they're going to be running off of different channels, things like that, and be a lot more accurate. Supposedly, it's going to be down to a meter. But I guess it's what actually happens.
What I have right now here in Texas has been down, I think, 9 feet. And I'm very, very surprised with that. And 11 satellite, and the WAS, and Man, I'd be in a building, I'm still picking up outside, and we're impossible before.
Yeah, it's pretty nice to be able to pick up satellites where it wasn't possible before, but the 9 feet thing, it's pretty cool when it happens, but it doesn't happen every day.
Not sure. Not John Gassman, the other John. Did you get your M1000?
Jerry, back off your microphone.
John Harding, did you get your, you know, I'm real sorry about that, because I'm getting people, can't hear what's darn, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have to get down to the microphone. John Harding, you get your M1000? But I'm in Los Angeles. The GPS worked really, really well for me in L.A.
That it does.
It got me down to Santa Monica. See, he wanted me to take the 10. See, here at the 10 freeway, it's here in San Antonio, it's only 7 miles away from my house. So then I got the 1604, it would take me to the 10. And then 1604 would take you to the Pacific Coast Highway. And the GPS wanted to take me there, and my wife was driving on the 405, and I said, no, we're going to get off. We got off Santa Monica Boulevard, and I did a recalculate and got right up to Ocean Road, whatever you call it, and then we went down and went on Pacific Coast Highway, came back, and sure, we had to ask a policeman, the county sheriff, what ramp we get to get back up to the back up on the road to Santa Monica Boulevard. And then the GPS took me to that ramp and got me up there, and I went to Street 33 Santa Monica Boulevard. That would call the Hooter. We went there and got a beer.
Is this microphone working?
Yeah, you're coming through.
It's working. John Harding, did you ever got your M1000 GPS?
Yeah, I had answered that, and I guess it I didn't hold the button down or something. But anyway, no, I haven't gotten the M1000. I'm still using the 236. But I was going to look on eBay. Would that be a good place to go to find one?
It's a bit iffy because I've tried doing that one time and found out that the receiver I purchased wasn't enabled for some odd reasons. So it's always, you can always find a better deal shopping online, but to make sure that you get good support and quality receiver, I would personally get it from Sparrow because you would get the case with it as well.
Might be better to go to some place like buy.com.
Again, the same thing. You can probably find a better deal online, but to get the better support and the better quality receiver and make sure it works and all that stuff.
I'll go to Holland M1000 and then shop around that way, see if you find a company in North America. Tom, do you know of a place that kind of maybe reliable?
I got mine actually from Amazon.com.
Yeah, I've done a lot of shopping, or some shopping, through Amazon, so that's probably a good place to look. And they've got a fairly easy-to-use website.
I have never really used Amazon before, and I call a friend down the street here, and he's an accountant for aerospace, and used my credit card, and got it, and I set up told him here's my account, and I did it on a Sunday, and I got that JBL speaker. I ordered it Sunday, I got it on Tuesday, delivered to the front door.
Yeah, I actually got an Ambicom card through Amazon once and had real good luck with them. I bought other stuff through Amazon as well. I got my M1000 from the Sendero website, and that was very easy to do.
Yeah, when I got mine, though, the Sendero site wasn't an option.
Yeah, it's probably during the phase when you guys were testing it.
Yeah, it was like May, I think we got ours.
I think I got mine in June or something.
I was fortunate. Mine was delivered. Can't say who, but it was a courtesy. Wow!
If you're out with a friend, and the friend has the M1000, can both of you pair to the same receiver?
Yes and no. Yes, you can both pair to the same receiver, but the first device to get that receiver is the one that owns that receiver. So if you turned your machine on before he turned his machine on and his M1000 caught up to yours, then you would be the, I guess, owner of the M1000 for that time when you turned it on.
About you have two people with two M1000. They will connect both separately from each unit?
Yes. You'd have to pair and activate each receiver independently of each other, you know.
Then in this case, I would tell the person, before I turn my unit on, you turn yours on first and pair it, and then after that I'll turn my on, and then it should connect automatically.
Kevin, do you remember Wayfun when we were at the camp and all those 236s when you search for devices?
Oh boy, do I remember that. I still dread that experience every time their receiver would mess up and try to repair to their receiver, and there's a list of like 20 236s and you're not sure which one's yours. It's a bit of a pain because you would try to pair with it and they'll pair, but it wouldn't connect. But you would have to run away from everybody for about a minute or so and figure out which one's yours. But I do remember that, Chris. Interesting experience.
Yep, I remember it too.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to get, what, about 30, 40 feet away before you could do that?
Yeah, I made sure I was at least 50 feet away, if not more. But it was definitely an interesting experience searching for devices and having at least 10, 15 Holix 236s come up and trying to guess at which one's yours.
when I was on the bus one day looking, and I did a search for a Bluetooth device to pair with my Holics, I found a half dozen cell phones at the same time.
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen, too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool doing that, like at airports or just various locations and seeing what some people name their devices. I've come across some pretty interesting names.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too.
Yeah, I like to sit there at the airport and see how I can get myself in trouble.
Somebody was telling me that they name all their Bluetooth devices girls' names, and they start them with the same letter.
I think what would be nice would if people were to name like their cell phones or their devices something significant instead of the standard name of like Nokia N82 or whatever the factory names it. But it would just be nice to know who's around you.
Not to change the subject, knock me off of the sub if you want, with N82 going to be discontinued, Chris, and so if somebody have an N82 and something goes wrong with it, they're not going to get it replaced.
I heard the same rumor, too.
It's very strong out there on the readings on the talk list and the mobile speaks list.
I'm reading it on the KNFB Reader mobile list, and I don't think it's true. I think it's just a rumor.
Yeah, I'm inclined to think that, too. It's a relatively new phone. Why would they discontinue that so soon?
Yeah, and especially considering that the Nokia N82 yesterday received an award for having pretty much the best camera and the best, just pretty much some type of award, a camera, what it was called exactly, but an award for the camera itself, but I think it's rumor as well.
I'm a little pee off because I got the N95 and the N82 is better.
I think the phones are identical except for the Xenon flash in the N82.
Well, doesn't that N95 have that slide-out keyboard arrangement or whatever that is? Or the screen slides back and forth?
Yeah, it slide out. And it's in front of you, you slide out and you get the full number keyboard, and it's pretty separated and very accessible. And then you can slide it down, and up above is the media section. And then, you know, you got keys off one on the left, keys off two on the right. On the bottom right is clear, and on the left is talk. And I am happy with it to a point, but I will admit it's an overkill. I have talk on it, and I got Eloquent loaded up on it, and for the U.S. And when it could, I just updated for the most recent, because I had the Nokia text-to-speech. Duh. And I got that all fixed up. And I did it myself. I got it all worked out. Because Blindsty, the guy done podcast. They did like what we have here right now. So I followed their instruction. I did it myself. I put the Eloquent and all that. And I'm very happy with it now. When I'm shooting pictures or video, I'm very accessible for me now. Before, I couldn't understand the voices.
Well, the 3.5.2 build 6, which is the latest version of Talks, also has Eloquence. I think it's 6.1.17 or something like that, and it is very responsive.
Yeah, I think actually if and when I get around to updating my phone, I will very likely go with the N82 and go with the latest Talks.
Yeah, I was listening to a demonstration, or actually my friend was demonstrating it for me, the latest version of Talks with the Eloquence, and that's extremely responsive. It was amazing how responsive it was.
Very, 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 very good. I could demonstrate it any time to you guys if you want. A little of it, but anytime. I don't know if you guys want to do it here tonight, but I can do it anytime. I can also set it up with the, hook it up to the, I got these Bose speakers here, set it up to the pod and then to the MP3 part and turn the volume up, lock the key in, and you guys can hear it. But I'm not going to do it tonight. But I'm not prepared for it. But very, very, very good. You'd be very happy with it, Tom.
Is there a chat room around somewhere where we could get together, prearranged time to play, show off our toys and stuff?
I have one I'd be happy to share if you guys want to try it, go to it, and somebody send an email out and go in there, and I have it off in the classroom.
Another thing that always works is Skype. If you guys have it, that's always a good way of conference type chat.
There you go. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Skype. You use Skype, John?
Hey, just got the microphone this past weekend. So, no, there's a lot of stuff out there that I don't know about yet.
Okay, do it this way. Go to www.skype. S for Sam. K for Kilo. Y for Yankee. P for Peter. E for Echo. Skype. Skype.com. Then go to download. And the download is 3.6 for Windows XP. Follow instruction. Create a username. And mine is Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, 1951. And put as little information as you can about yourself as possible. And enter and get it filled out. And it's that simple. And you should be online and have Skype, a Skype account. And you guys can explain it better than I can. I just Skype.com, and it's once you download that, you will be very, very happy with it.
Yeah, pretty much what Skype is, it's a way of people calling people pretty much all over the world for free. So that's only for computer-to-computer calls. And you can also establish more advanced things like calling people's landlines or mobile phones. But there's fees for it, the professional services. But the basic is you can see who's online. You can call people. They can pick up on their end, on their computer. You can talk to them. You can set up conference calls to, I believe, 7 or 8 people. Or it might be 10, I'm not sure the exact number. You can do text chat, send money, files, just a bunch of different things. And the sound quality is excellent. And yeah, all the information can be found at Skype.com.
Video. If you're using dual core, processing, and I don't know if the other person using dual core, you have extremely very good quality, high quality video, which is, instead of being very slow moving, it'd be much faster movement, and the quality and everything much better. The sound is like you're on a telephone or better. You don't have to be close to the speaker. You can actually walk 20 feet away from the speaker and the microphone and still talk and video. And people, you have sight, low vision, and somebody on the other end, you want to show somebody, hey, what kind of clothes are you? Oh, no. Boy, you got your checkered shirt on and you got your checkered jacket on with your striped pants. You know, you look like a checker and a zebra, you know. So, oh, you got to go change clothes. So that'll work out great. Files, you know, you can send file. You know, you can send like 5 gigabyte file, walk away, come back 3, 4, 5, 6 hours later. Or you'll send it to somebody overnight the next day. Hey, you know, Oh, I got my file, and whatever. So you don't have to burn a CD, you know. You could just send them a large file. You don't have to go, I'll burn a CD and send it in the mail. I love that, too. You know, you don't have to go to Send Space and send it that way and stuff like that.
I think if there are no more GPS questions, I'm going to take off.
Yeah, same here.
Mike, before you go, have you ever thought in user poise, commercial poi, being able to turn on several categories but not have them all turned on? Sure, it'd be nice to be able to go through, have all the bars and restaurants, and turn off all the lawyers.
Yeah, that's in our large wish list.
Yeah, I was wondering, does SenseNav have that capability already, seeing as how they have more of a Windows-like dialogue and, you know, you can check and uncheck things?
No, they do not.
Just curious.
Some of the things they do have, and you're talking, you know, your user interface, differences between checkboxes and stuff, your multiple repeats, you can pop up a list of those and check and uncheck those that you want. Same with look around, you can check and uncheck, but, you know, it's pretty much the same type of functionality. You can't have like bars and restaurants and then everything else turned off.
So you guys, next week I've got a little bit of sound editing to do, so I'm going to get busy and do that and talk to you next, I can't remember if I'm up before 6 next Thursday or not. Well, I'll be back one of these Thursdays. See you later on.
Take care. Have a good evening, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Next Thursday is May 1st. See you guys later.